Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, June 25, 2025.
French Prime Minister faces pension reform crisis. French Prime Minister François Bayrou is in the midst of a political showdown as negotiations over pension reform have collapsed. These talks, involving trade unions and employers, aim to ensure the pension system's financial health, including a contentious proposal to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. This failure puts Bayrou at risk of a no-confidence motion if left-wing and far-right parties join forces against him. Olivier Faure, leader of the Socialist Party, has indicated his party may support such a motion if Bayrou doesn't let Parliament have the final say on the reforms. Meanwhile, Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right National Rally, has stated her party will back the government for now. Unions are pushing for provisions that would allow workers in physically demanding jobs to retire earlier and for maternity leave to count in pension calculations. However, employers worry that these concessions could threaten the pension system's stability. As Bayrou seeks new solutions and plans further meetings with unions, the political landscape in France remains tense, with upcoming budget negotiations expected to be just as challenging. The outcome of these pension discussions will significantly impact workers' retirement plans and financial security.
Japan's new foreign exchange diplomat. Japan has reappointed Atsushi Mimura as its top foreign exchange diplomat starting July 1st. At 58, Mimura is crucial in trade talks with the United States, focusing on tariffs and currency policy. Finance Minister Katsunobu Kato emphasized that this decision reflects Mimura's strong involvement in the current economic climate. As Vice Finance Minister for International Affairs, he oversees Japan's currency policy and works with other nations on economic plans. Right now, the Japanese yen is trading at about 145 Japanese yen to one U.S. dollar, recovering from a low of 161 Japanese yen and 96 sun per dollar last year. This drop has raised concerns about rising import costs and inflation. Known for his clear communication style, Mimura carefully addresses currency issues. His reappointment shows Japan's commitment to a steady approach in foreign exchange policy during these critical trade discussions.
China's response to EU's medical device ban. On June 24, 2025, reports from Beijing indicated that the Chinese government is considering a strong response to the European Union's decision to bar Chinese companies from public tenders for medical devices worth 60 billion euros, or about 69.63 billion US dollars. The European Commission stated that this ban aims to tackle unfair competition and protect EU businesses. Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, stressed the need for a realistic approach to EU-China relations, claiming that China engages in coercive trade practices and cyberattacks against EU entities. A leaders' summit is scheduled for July 2025 to address these rising tensions, including EU tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles and China's investigation into EU brandy imports. This ban significantly impacts the medical device market, essential for healthcare systems, and underscores the ongoing conflict between China and the EU. The EU's one-sided actions raise concerns about potential responses from China, which could further escalate these tensions. What could this mean for global trade? Stay tuned for updates on this developing story.
New guidelines from China's central bank to boost consumer spending. On June 24, 2025, the People's Bank of China introduced exciting new guidelines to boost consumer spending and support economic growth. Developed by six government departments, these measures aim to create more job opportunities and increase household incomes. Financial institutions are encouraged to enhance their services, making it easier for consumers and businesses to access funds, especially in the consumer sector. A key feature is a 500 billion yuan loan program, about 69.71 billion US dollars, designed to support vital areas like elderly care, accommodation, catering, and education. The central bank will use various methods, including adjusting reserve requirements and engaging in open market activities, to ensure cash flow in the financial system and lower borrowing costs. These steps reflect the government's commitment to stabilizing the economy and fostering a strong consumer market.
BIS warns about stablecoin risks. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, based in Basel, Switzerland, has raised alarms about the dangers of stablecoins, digital currencies meant to maintain a steady value, often linked to the US dollar. They urge countries to quickly adopt digital versions of their currencies to address these risks. The BIS warns that stablecoins could weaken national control over money and lead to financial outflows from emerging economies if not properly regulated. This comes as the US Senate considers a bill to create rules for U.S. dollar peg stablecoins, which could further increase their popularity. Currently, stablecoins tied to the US dollar make up about 99% of the market, valued at over $260 billion. While these coins aim to be reliable, they pose significant risks to financial stability. Hyunsung Shin, the BIS's economic advisor, noted that stablecoins lack the traditional functions provided by central banks. The BIS also emphasized the need for clarity about the assets backing these coins, especially after past failures like Terra USD and Luna. As the BIS advocates for a unified digital ledger to strengthen the financial system, key issues like governance and national control over currencies remain critical challenges.
Tata Motors and China's rare earth export restrictions. Tata Motors, the owner of Jaguar Land Rover, is tackling the challenges from China's recent export restrictions on rare earth materials. CFO PB Balaji reassured that their electric vehicle plans are still on track despite these hurdles. Rare earth elements are crucial for making parts in electric vehicles, especially in motors and sensors, and China controls over 90% of the global supply. In April 2025, China introduced new regulations requiring companies to secure import permits for these materials, causing disruptions in various industries, particularly automotive. Maruti Suzuki, India's leading car manufacturer, has cut its production targets for the e-Vitara by two-thirds due to these shortages. Tata Motors is actively seeking alternative sources and technologies to reduce its reliance on rare earth magnets. While Balaji mentioned there are no immediate plans for production cuts, the situation will be closely monitored. The company is also considering adjusting vehicle prices in response to U.S. tariffs. Recently, Tata Motors revised its earnings forecast for fiscal year 2026, projecting a profit margin of 5% to 7%, down from 10%. This situation underscores the interconnectedness of global supply chains and the vital role of rare earth materials in the future of electric vehicles.
NATO Leaders Summit in The Hague. NATO leaders are set to meet in The Hague, Netherlands, on June 24, 2025, for a pivotal summit focused on boosting defense spending. This gathering is especially important for U.S. President Donald Trump, who has long urged NATO allies to increase their military budgets. European nations plan to reassure Trump of their commitment by promising to raise their defense spending. The summit aims to establish a new target of 5% of each country's economic output, a significant rise from the current 2%. This change comes in response to growing security concerns following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. NATO officials hope that ongoing conflicts, like those between Israel and Iran, won't distract from the discussions. While all NATO members have agreed to support this new target, Spain has indicated it can meet its military obligations with a smaller budget. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is working to ensure Trump leaves the summit with a diplomatic win. The outcomes of this meeting could reshape military readiness and international relations among member countries.
Trump administration challenges judge in deportation case. The Trump administration has accused U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy of disobeying the Supreme Court in a case involving the deportation of 8 migrants to South Sudan, a country facing major political turmoil. The Justice Department claims Judge Murphy ignored a Supreme Court ruling that allowed deportations to resume without giving migrants a chance to voice their fears of harm. This ruling overturned an earlier order from Judge Murphy that required migrants to be given a fair opportunity to express their concerns before being deported. After the Supreme Court's decision, Judge Murphy clarified that it did not affect his previous ruling, which mandated that non-citizens have at least 10 days to raise safety claims. The Justice Department argues that Murphy's ruling disrupts diplomatic relations and complicates the deportation process, especially for migrants who have committed crimes and whose home countries refuse to take them back. This legal clash highlights the ongoing tension between the executive branch and the judiciary over immigration enforcement. Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissented, raising concerns that sending migrants to South Sudan and other locations, like Guantanamo Bay and El Salvador, disregards court orders. This situation raises important questions about due process and the rights of migrants in the ongoing immigration debate in the United States.
Economic Outlook with John C. Williams. John C. Williams, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, recently shared his insights on the U.S. economy at the Albany Nanotech Complex. He warned that the economy is hitting the brakes, with growth expected to slow to around 1% this year. The jobless rate, currently at 4.2%, could rise to 4.5% by year-end due to challenges in the labor market and reduced immigration. Inflation is another pressing issue, with predictions that it may reach 3% because of trade tariffs from the Trump administration, which have driven up the cost of imported goods. The Federal Reserve aims to gradually bring inflation back down to its target of 2% over the next 2 years. Williams noted that the effects of tariffs are still unfolding and could worsen, making it too early to consider lowering interest rates. The group that sets interest rates recently kept its target range between 4.25% and 4.5%, reflecting a careful approach amid uncertainty. Despite some signs of weakness, Williams believes the U.S. economy remains in a solid state.
China's role in the global energy transition. Nicholas Wagner, an energy expert from the World Economic Forum, recently discussed China's vital role in the global energy transition during a talk in Geneva. He pointed out that by 2030, China is expected to provide around 60% of all new renewable energy capacity worldwide. In the latest Energy Transition Index, China climbed to 12th place out of 118 countries, reflecting its strong innovation and supportive government policies. The Chinese government has launched several programs, including a plan to reduce emissions and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. However, challenges remain. In 2024, investments in low-carbon energy systems reached a staggering $2.1 trillion, yet this is still below the estimated $5.6 trillion needed each year to meet climate goals. Wagner also highlighted that China attracted $818 billion in clean energy investments last year, a significant increase. He emphasized the need for fair global capital distribution and international collaboration to effectively tackle climate change.
Anthropic's AI training ruling. Fair use versus copyright infringement. On June 24, 2025, U.S. District Judge William Alsup made a landmark ruling in San Francisco, stating that Anthropic, an artificial intelligence company, could legally use books to train its AI system, classifying this as fair use under U.S. copyright law. However, the judge also found that storing over 7 million unauthorized books in a central library breached copyright laws. A trial is scheduled for December 2025 to determine potential financial compensation, with damages reaching up to $150,000 per work for willful infringement. Anthropic expressed satisfaction with the ruling, asserting that its AI training was innovative and aligned with copyright purposes. The lawsuit was initiated by authors Andrea Bartz, Charles Greber, and Kirk Wallace Johnson, who claimed their works were used without permission to train Anthropic's Claude large language model. This case marks a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate over AI training practices and copyright. What implications does this have for the future of AI development?
Judge blocks Trump administration's EV charger fund withholding. U.S. District Judge Tana Lynn has stepped in to block the Trump administration from withholding federal funds meant for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. This decision impacts 14 states, including California, New York, Illinois, and Washington, which argued that losing this funding would seriously hinder their efforts to build essential charging stations. The billions of dollars in question come from the Inflation Reduction Act, championed by President Joe Biden to promote green energy and fight climate change. Earlier this year, the U.S. Transportation Department paused the EV charging program, prompting these states to take legal action. Judge Lynn's ruling suggests they have a strong case, as the policy shift has caused them real harm. The ruling takes effect in 7 days, giving the Trump administration time to appeal. If the funds are released, it could kickstart the rollout of EV charging stations, making electric vehicles more accessible and supporting a shift toward greener economies.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.